Epilogue. His Divine Grace Sri Srila Bhakti Rakkhak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj was born in 1894 in a highly respected Brahmana family of the Bhattacharya order at Hapaniya, district Burdwan, West Bengal. He received his education at Bharampur University. Having taken his pious birth in Sri Gauramando, the holy lands where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his divine pastimes on the earth, Srila Sridhar Maharaj from his very childhood had natural affinity for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sankirtan, the grand congregational chanting of the holy names of the Supreme Lord. In 1926, Srila Sridhar Maharaj joined the Sri Gaudiya Math and became an initiated disciple of its founder, the illustrious Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Prabhupada, who had his manifest pastimes in this world between 1874 and 1937. He later accepted the Holy Order of Sannyas, monkhood, in 1930. Recognizing him as a faithful, stalwart preacher of the perfect precepts of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada conferred upon him the name Sri Bhakti Rakkhak, meaning guardian of devotion. And further, echoing the statement of the great Vaishnava preceptor Srila Jiva Goswami, who referred in his Sanskrit writings to the renowned Srimad Bhagavatam commentator Sri Sridhar Swamipad as Bhakti Ekka Rakshak, supreme guardian of devotion. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada gave him the Chidanda Sannyas title of Sridhar. Thus he became Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. As a prominent preacher in the Sri Gaudiya Math mission, he travelled extensively throughout India and preached fluently in Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit and English, spreading the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on mass levels in universities, public seminars and Sankirtan festivals. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada also expressed high appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sanskrit composition, Sri Bhakti Vinoda Viraha Dashakam, considering it an omen of assurance that the great ideals and dignity of the Sri Gaudiya divine succession, Sampradaya, would be perfectly upheld and preached by such a learned and sensitive devotee as Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And practically, as a testimony to this fact, just prior to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's departure from this mortal world, Srila Prabhupada had Srila Sridhar Maharaj sing in his presence the holy prayer most venerated by the entire Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava community, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada. After the passing of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's godbrothers, associates and the public naturally revered him as the senior most representative of Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya, although Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself was more inclined to anonymity as a humble Vaishnava. Nonetheless, by the call of divine duty and divine inspiration, he established the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math at Sri Nabadeep Dham, hinting in a short Sanskrit poem that the mat as a sanctuary where the holy message of his Gurudev, Sri Rupa and Sri Chaitanya Dev was preached, would inevitably become renowned throughout the world amongst the sincere and pious seekers of unalloyed truth and divinity. Srila Sridhar Maharaj is the composer of numerous classical prayers and commentaries in Sanskrit and Bengali. His works are hailed as gems of pure Vaishnavism by scholars, philosophers and devotees worldwide. He authored Sri Sri Prapanajivanamritam, a Sanskrit devotional treatise on the subject of divine surrender, which has become a standard textbook for devotees everywhere. Upon reaching his 80s, not only Indians, but persons from America, Europe and the world over became attracted by his teachings and personality. He was known as a pure saint of the most simple habits of living. He was respected and loved for his saintly simplicity, his affectionate nature and dealings, and he was revered by all, whether godbrothers, disciples, other devotees or the general public, being unanimously venerated for his formidable encyclopedic command of the revealed scriptures, and further for his unique and unprecedented style of casting newer and newer light upon the most internal, philosophical and revelatory purports of pure Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. A vast library of his taped discourses has been compiled by his disciples, and from such recordings have been published the exquisite English books, Search for Sri Krishna Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, The Golden Volcano of Divine Love, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, as well as unique commentary and interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, The Hidden Treasure of the Sweet Absolute, and many others. Many more publications are also anticipated. On 12th of August 1988, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rokko Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj departed from this world to enter into the eternal pastimes. His departure did not herald the departure of one of the great stars of the Sri Gaudiya firmament, but that of the moon itself. Even the earth herself trembled on two occasions, forecasting and punctuating the event. A divine temple named the Temple of Union in Separation will be erected at his holy shrine at Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, Navadip, and worship will continue throughout the generations. Srila Sridhar Maharaj selected his most intimate and senior sannyasi disciple, Srimad Swami Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, as his successor, blessing him with the position of Acharya President of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math and all its affiliated branches. His Holiness Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj penned the preceding Pranati Dashakam as an offering to his Gurudev. All over the world it is sung with devotion by the devotees of Srila Bhakti Rokko Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj is a distinguished and talented Sanskrit scholar and illustrious preacher of the precepts of Sri Chaitanya Dev, qualities that were prominent in his glorious Gurudev Om Vishnupad Astutara Satashri Srimad Bhakti Rokko Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Humbly, Chidandi Swami B.A. Sagar, Editor.